four peacekeepers. Netanyahu said Israel regrets this, but said, quote, the simple and obvious way to prevent it happening again is to move the UN troops out of the danger zone. Netanyahu's appeal comes 11 days after UN Chief Guterres was barred from entering Israel because he didn't unequivocally condemn Iran's October 1st attack on Israel. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A Southwest Kansas man is being held in connection with a homicide in Crawford County. 19-year-old Michael Simpson is suspected of shooting 39-year-old Jonathan Brewer Friday night. Both men lived in Frontenac. Simpson was arrested on suspicion of second-degree murder. He's being held in the Crawford County Jail. Formal charges are pending. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation, the Crawford County Sheriff's Office, and the Frontenac Police Department are continuing their investigation into the shooting. A man is dead following a standoff with law enforcement officers in Wichita. KWCH reports that the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office and multiple law enforcement agencies responded to a man after a man called 911 yesterday morning threatening to shoot someone. After a standoff that lasted over an hour, the man drove up and down the street in northwest Wichita, then got out of the vehicle and charged at officers. Officers fired at the man, who was declared dead at the scene. The Wichita Police Department is investigating that shooting. In sports, the 8th-ranked University of Kansas women's volleyball team was picked in the preseason to win the Big 12 Conference, and the Jayhawks are on the path to do it. KU swept the University of Cincinnati yesterday 3-0 to complete a successful three-match road swing. The Jayhawks are 14-1 overall and 5-0 in the Big 12. KU's next match is this Thursday at home against Kansas State University. And in football, K-State beat Colorado 31-28.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include American Jewish World Service, supporting human rights advocates worldwide in the fight for democracy, equity, and justice for all people. Learn more at ajws.org.
Sunny and cooler today with highs in the lower 70s. Winds from the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Sunny and cooler tomorrow with highs only in the lower 60s. It's 59 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, honoring former Supreme Court Justice and founder of iCivics, Sandra Day O'Connor, with the Dole Leadership Prize. Thursday, October 24th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Helene devastated parts of North Carolina. And in Asheville, most residents are still without running water. 2 weeks later, some people there are coming up with ingenious ways to do the most basic of plumbing functions, flushing the toilet. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. KPR's annual live day is coming up October 25th, and we hope you'll join us that Friday night for a free evening concert by our own Destiny Ann Mermagan and friends. It's an evening of spooky tales and tunes performed live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations. That's on Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also find out more about KPR's live day on today's KPR Presents. I'll be visiting with Destiny and Cordelia Brown. That's at 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspiring...
...becomes slow and fat...
and easier for predators to catch. We hear how Norwegian salmon farmers are tackling this issue on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming eclectic folk singer-songwriter Antje Duvokat, Sunday, October 20th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. We'll be previewing the 2024 Kansas elections with Beyond the Ballot from the Dole Institute of Politics.
It used to be a bit of a truism or a saying in Kansas politics that there's kind of three parties. There's conservative Republicans, moderate Republicans, and Democrats in Kansas. It doesn't feel like we hear that as much anymore.
Also on KPR Presents, it's a sneak peek at KPR's Live Day with Cordelia Brown and Destiny Ann Mermagan. Again, that's on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1. Sunny and cooler today with highs only in the lower 70s. It's 61 in Lawrence, 62 in Kansas City, 61 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Council Com. From Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com, not available in California or from all agents. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge. That'll be followed at noon by Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's News Quiz. It's fall, and that means it's time for KPR's annual Live Day, featuring classical performances throughout the day by musicians in our studio and at the Lawrence Public Library. As part of Live Day, KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermagan will host a free concert at the library Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. Get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org or tune in to today's KPR Presents when I'll be visiting with Destiny. That's at 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio.
Once, magic was everywhere. A tree could be sacred. A rock could be a portal to the underworld. Wizards and spellcrafters walked among us.
They were called wise men, wise women, sorcerers. There's lots of different names for them. It's a real range of people who would be practicing these magic spells, and it was just part of everyday life.
What would it take to re-enchant life today? To reclaim a bit of that tingly sense of magical possibility, without giving up vaccines and smartphones. Well, maybe it's all in how we see the world.
The concept that there are spirits in rocks, in mountains, is very ancient. I think it's very important that we value the things we cannot see.
I'm Anne Strangehamps, and today on To the Best of Our Knowledge, Everyday Magic. versus.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm.
NPRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. Sunny skies, cooler temperatures today. We're looking at highs only in the lower 70s. Winds from the north this afternoon, 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Sunny and even cooler for tomorrow, with highs only in the lower 60s. It's 62 in Lawrence, 65 in Emporia, 64 here in Lawrence.
If you want to adopt a more magical worldview, every day, magic once was. I'm Anne Strange Champs, and this is To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU, Lawrence, 91.5, and 89.7 Emporia, KANH. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with healthcare coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, a Christian-based ministry formed to help develop children emotionally, spiritually, physically, and academically, with after-school classes in gardening, cooking, art, and more. Details at cherrystreet.org. This is KPR.
Nutmeg and Rhombus Merrylegs. The executive producer of To the Best of Our Knowledge is Steve Paulson, and I'm Anne Strange Champs. Thanks for listening, and now go make some magic.
PRX.
You might want to wait one more hour before you go make some magic. We've got another hour of To the Best of Our Knowledge coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. Then you can go make some magic. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from The Lead Center, welcoming eclectic folk singer-songwriter Antje Duvekot, Sunday, October 20th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. The time is 11 o'clock. This is KPR.
Lately, I've had this overwhelming feeling that time is speeding up.
Has a story to tell.
Hmm.
And I felt that they then started to add up to bigger stories and bigger stories.
And we'll hear more of them next. You're listening to the first episode of a new project called Deep Time, a partnership with our friends at the Center for Humans and Nature. We're talking about clock time this week, but in future episodes, we'll explore other kinds of time. Geological, biological, cosmic, ancestral, and more. The underlying question, what would it mean to live beyond the clock? I'm Anne Strange Champs, and this is To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a musical journey of love and loss. One weekend only, Thursday, October 24th through Saturday, October 26th. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com. Sunny and cooler today. We're expecting highs only in the lower 70s today. Highs in the lower 60s tomorrow. It's 67 degrees in Lawrence.
Welcome back to Deep Time, brought to you by Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
Well, that was a bit of a cliffhanger. We've got the answer coming up on To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Tumulty on Thursday at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And from Cromwell Solar, installing solar since 1982 and now offering whole backup battery systems such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More information at cromwellsolar.com. Sunny skies, cooler temperatures today with highs only in the lower 70s. It's 65 in Atchison, 69 here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
And we're back with David Rooney, picking up on the story of something new, the conversation that's just beginning, an exploration of the many other kinds of time in our lives, geological, biological, cosmic, ancestral. We'll be bringing you new episodes as we produce them. You can find out more and share your thoughts and suggestions at ttbook.org/deeptime. To the Best of Our Knowledge is produced by Angelo Bautista, Shannon Henry Kleiber, and Charles Monroe Kane. Mark Rickers is our digital producer. Joe Hartke is our technical director and sound designer, with help from Sarah Hopeful. Music this week, thanks to Anna Moya, Dark Slider, Nine, Noel Griffin, PC3, Spuntic, and Stellar Drone. The executive producer of To the Best of Our Knowledge is Steve Paulson. I'm Ann Strainchamps, and thanks to you for listening.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, live in concert, and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's NPR's News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.